also one of the survivors in the meeting with Angela Rayner yesterday, and I asked her what she thinks should happen to the remains of the tower.
If it's really unstable, then it should be taken down from the from the top to the 10th floor, which they say is the most unstable. So it then can be erected into a standing memorial.
I want to talk about the politics of it, and we'll do that in just a second. But I also, because, you know, so few people know what you went through that night and what it must have been like to be there. What do you remember of that evening? Remember even now?
Well, it's still fresh in my mind. It just, that night was, it was just a normal payday night. I actually wanted to go to bed at 11 o'clock, but my partner was like, no, I don't want to go to bed yet. So we waited an hour. Had I have gone to sleep like when I wanted to, probably wouldn't be here talking right now.
When you, and many others in your position, when you look at that tower, why is it so important for you for it still to be there? Because I think there are also people who might wonder why something that brings back such painful memories, why that might not be better not seen every day.
To me, it just seems like if it's out of sight, it's definitely out of mind for the people that are actually responsible for their lack of respect to human beings.
Obviously, the government that is in position now is not the same government that was in position at the time of Grenfell. And they are saying that the best and safest thing to do, and this will be announced, we think, publicly on Friday, is to take it down. Tell me about that meeting where the Deputy Prime Minister, Angela Rayner, actually explained. How did she describe to survivors like you what was going to happen?
From my memory from yesterday, it was, I've made this decision, I'll take questions now. So it went round, we had three questions at a time, and then they would reply back to us. But they're not answering questions, like they're not saying if the decision is reversible, like to actually make sure that something can be erected at a height, like to have a standing memorial. I mean, we understand that it's unsafe, but if it's out of sight, it will definitely be out of mind to those who just are responsible for the tragic deaths.
A spokesperson for the Deputy Prime Minister has said that she is committed to keeping the voices of everybody affected at the heart of all this. So it sounds like while a decision has been made, conversations will still go on.
For me, when I was in the meeting yesterday, one of my survivors, and she's also a bereaved family member, after losing her uncle, she said to Angela Rayner, "You've had barely 16 people attend the other meetings that you've arranged, and you've got more than 60% here. So how did you come to that decision?" But they never really answered how they've come to that decision that it would be going down to ground zero.
Is it fair to say, Emma, listening to you speaking, that your anger is towards everybody in power, really? The people in power now, the people in power then. It sounds like you feel that consecutive governments aren't listening to you.
Yeah, definitely. And the main thing that concerns me really is the fact that they've come out and said that they're going to deregulate, but they're going to learn their lessons from Grenfell. Well, I'm sorry, but deregulation caused Grenfell.
The current government, and you were talking about some of the past governments, because as you say, this happened a long time ago and there've been various people in charge, Conservatives at the time, Labour now. The Chancellor, particularly when she was talking about deregulation in the past, she said that the government's made commitments to the families, to people like you who've suffered because of what happened at Grenfell. She says they won't renege on those commitments. Do you have hope that you are being listened to and
not
things will change?
So I was actually only told about Rachel Reeves's deregulation comment yesterday. just before the a few hours before the meeting, and it just it turned my stomach. You can't speak about deregulation and say that you're going to keep your promises to Grenfell survivors and bereaved when deregulation caused the fire in the first place.